Please bow your heads for the prayer of illumination. God of life, your Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. Your Spirit inspired the prophets and writers of Scripture. Your Spirit draws us to Christ and helps us to acknowledge Him as Lord. We ask that you send your Spirit now to give us deeper insight, encouragement, faith, and hope through the proclamation of the Easter Gospel. Amen. Now, if you're able, I invite you to stand for the reading of the Gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 from the New International Version. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, we've been spending the last few weeks talking about some of the promises of God that we find in Scripture. And in a world where people break their promises all the time, we serve a God who does not break His promises. We can trust in them. And on this Mother's Day, I wanted to share with you one of the tender promises of God that we find from Jesus. Where Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus doesn't promise to give us advice, a motivational speech, but a promise. And honestly, some of us walked in here this morning who need this promise of rest. Now, let me ask you a question. On a scale of, and here's the two extremes of the scale. So over here, you have, I'm fully at rest. I'm fully rested. And over here on the other side of the scale, you have fully exhausted. All right? I want you to think about, where are you? Rested or exhausted? Now, I'm not talking about how much sleep you got last night. Some of you may have gotten more sleep than others. I wear a Garmin watch, and I never take it off except to charge it every now and then. And so it keeps up with my sleep, right? It has a sleep tracker on it. And when I got up this morning, I checked it like I do most days to see, okay, what does Garmin tell me about how much sleep I got? It said I got 6 hours and 31 minutes last night. And it also has a body battery meter. And Debbie hears me talk about it all the time. You know, it's my excuse for when I'm kind of a little tired and I need a break. I say, well, my body battery says, you know, I'm at like 15% here. Well, this morning it said 97%. So I guess that means I'm good to go today, right? Which is what you want your preacher to say on a Sunday morning. We hope you're good to go, fully charged up. But you and I know that there is a difference between being physically awake and alert and spiritually rested. So here's the real question that I really want to get at today. How is it with your soul? How's your soul? Do you feel present? Do you feel peaceful? And alive? In other words, do you feel energized from a place inside out? You know, the other side of that would be, do you feel worn out? Do you feel depleted, overloaded, like you're running on fumes? That's that exhausted side. And if we're honest, most of us probably drift more toward exhausted than we do the fully rested side. Because, you know, exhaustion has become normal in our culture. In fact, we wear busyness like a badge of honor, don't we? We hear that talked about a lot. When somebody asks us, "How are you?" most of the time our response is, "Or busy." Yeah, we're either fine or we're busy. And in the South, when somebody asks you that question, "How are you?" you're not really supposed to answer it, honestly. At least not the first time. Or at least probably not in the grocery store when somebody asks you that. If you run into somebody at Kroger and they say, "How are you?" they don't expect you to say, "Well, it's funny you should ask. I'm emotionally hanging on by a thread." You know, the moment that somebody answers honestly like that, you realize, oh no, this is going to turn into a full-on conversation. And I'm just here to try to buy some eggs. You know, busy sounds respectable. It sounds like we're successful, like we're important. You know, if we're busy, that means we got a lot going on. And people that have a lot going on, well, they've got it going on. But nobody brags about being rested. If I told you, "Honestly, I feel deeply rested these days," some of y'all would think, "Well, we aren't working the preacher hard enough. We must not be doing something right." But hear me, rest is not for lazy people. Rest is for humans. How many humans we got out there today? Everybody better raise your hand. That's not debatable today. But y'all, rest is not weakness, but rest is a gift from God. Just go back and read Genesis chapter 1. It's a gift. And Jesus, I want you to listen again to his words. He says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Notice the invitation. Jesus doesn't say, "Come, accomplish more." Jesus doesn't say, "Come, try harder. Come and prove yourself worthy." He says, "Come to me." That's the invitation. And y'all, we know the world has its rhythm. It's go faster, do more, work harder, achieve more, carry more, produce more. You see the rhythm of the world. And if we live by the rhythm of the world long enough, guess what happens? It will drain you. It will suck the life out of you. But Jesus offers to us another rhythm. I love the way the Message translation puts these verses, and I encourage you to read it. But in the Message translation, it calls this rhythm that Jesus is inviting us into, it translates it this way: the unforced rhythms of God's grace. This is what Jesus is actually inviting us into, these unforced rhythms of life. I love that phrase because most of us are living forced rhythms, forced schedules, forced smiles, forced pressure. We have all these expectations forced upon us. But Jesus says there's another way for us to live. But here's the catch. We will not accidentally drift into rest. It doesn't happen that way. You see, something has to change in order to enter into this rhythm that Jesus is talking about. You see, the world is like a rapid stream. And you don't have to do anything to get pulled into the forced rhythms of the world. The busyness, the rat race, whatever you want to call it. Just live day to day, and that's what will happen. But what Jesus is extending is different. And in order for us to enter into these unhurried, unforced rhythms of life, something has to change. And strangely enough, the change that Jesus invites us into is this. It's stop. Time out. Slow down. Be with me. Y'all, that's the action step. It's nothing. Just let that sink in for a second. When you leave church today and somebody asks you what the preacher gave you as an action step, you can say nothing. It's sort of like the car ride home from school when you ask your child, what did you learn at school today? Nothing. That's a valid answer for this morning. Nothing. Now, Jesus is not talking about escaping life for a few days. He's not talking about going on a vacation or participating in a happy hour with your friends or binge watching something on Netflix. He's not talking about that. You know, when you think about a vacation anyway, have you ever heard someone say when they got back from their vacation, I need a vacation from my vacation? I find myself saying that nearly every time. You see, because adding more activity to your calendar doesn't necessarily bring rest to your soul, does it? Jesus is talking about something deeper. To really understand the passage, you have to understand the burden that people were carrying in Jesus' day. The religious leaders had turned faith into exhaustion. You see, religious people are good at doing that. Churches are good at doing that. Jesus talks about these religious leaders in Matthew 23 when he says they tie up heavy burdens that are hard to bear. And they lay them on people's shoulders. You see, people in Jesus' day were exhausted from trying to be good enough for God by keeping all the rules, right? All the rituals, all the traditions. They were trying to earn approval. They were carrying this guilt. They were trying harder and harder and harder, and into that busyness, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are worn out and are burdened. Now, the image in the Greek that Jesus is talking about here is somebody that's loaded down like a pack animal. You know, like one of those donkeys that have all those bags laying over it that's carrying everybody's stuff. You see, Jesus is speaking to people who are spiritually crushed by striving. And honestly, Some people still experience faith that way today. It feels more like a burden than a joy. It feels like constant pressure to perform, to do better, try harder, to don't fail, don't disappoint God. But Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." That doesn't mean that following Jesus is effortless. It means that life with Jesus is not built on fear. It's not built on shame or endless striving. Jesus is not trying to crush you. He's trying to free you. Y'all, that should sound like good news to us. And here's what I love about Jesus is that he modeled what he preached. Mark tells us that very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and he went out to a solitary place where he prayed. You see, Jesus was constantly stepping away from the noise, from the crowds and the demands and from the pressure and all the expectations that people were trying to put on his shoulders. And if Jesus needed solitude, if he needed time out, quiet time, prayer life, all of those things, then guess what? We need them too. And the good thing is he invites us into that. Henry Nouwen, a great Catholic spiritual writer, said this: without solitude, it is virtually impossible to live a spiritual life. Dallas Willard, another great writer, said, you must relentlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Y'all, that's strong language, isn't it? Ruthlessly eliminate. You see, because hurry is doing something to us spiritually. And some of us know it. We are reachable by everybody all of the time. We're constantly plugged in, engaged. Every spare moment gets filled with noise. The moment we get quiet, we get uncomfortable. What do? We grab our phones. We find something to do. But maybe the rest that Jesus promises is waiting on the other side of silence. Maybe that's where this rest is found. First, silence. First, just pull away for a little bit. Y'all, I know this about myself. I know that when life gets heavy, I know where I need to go. Away. Maybe not off some great distance, but I need to retreat for a little bit. I need quiet. I need solitude. I need space to listen to God again. Not because I'm some super spiritual Christian, but because I am human. And I know what happens to my soul when I don't stop. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. When are you at your best? When you're hanging on by a thread? When you're stressed out, burned out, washed up, anxious? Some of you aren't just tired, but you're drowning. And And Jesus' invitation to you this morning is not try harder. It's come to me. So let me leave you with the spiritual truth. You can find rest. Not because your life will slow down. Not because your responsibilities will just disappear. Not because everything will become easy. But because Jesus promises to meet you in the quiet. And when we step out of the whirlwind of our life, when we pause, when we stop our striving long enough to be with Jesus, He will give us rest. That's His promise. And in a world full of broken promises, I'm glad God keeps His. Come to me, and you will find rest for your souls. And I want to leave you with this benediction from Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. God bless you.